Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm your host, Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll find out how the biannual Ocean City Restaurant Week is helping to change the perception about the resort's culinary scene. Plus, we'll meet an Eastern Shore native and Yale graduate who believes the Eastern Shore is not nearly as conservative as his political opponent claims it is. And coming up in just a little while, we'll bring you a bit of a political forum I hosted this week that featured the newcomers and the biggest wild card of a race for Ocean City Council in years. There are four seats up for grabs, and there are only two incumbents running for re-election. But we'll begin today's show in Millsboro, Delaware. You might remember a few months ago, we brought you the story of a group of residents who were battling both the state of Delaware and a poultry company over the proposed sale of the old Vlasic pickle plant. Korean-based company Allen Harim Foods, which also has a headquarters in Delaware, is one of the leading producers and processors of poultry here on the peninsula. The company's plan was to buy the pickle plant and process more than 2 million chickens a week. It promised a $100 million investment and 700 jobs, which had politicians lining up to support the project. But the residents who live across the street were none too pleased about the impact and the pollution they believed the poultry plant would have pumped into the Indian River. Well, after months of stalemates and finger-pointing, this story moved forward a bit this week. I sat down with a few of the residents from the Protecting Our Indian River group in a house overlooking the very waterway they are fighting so hard to protect.
Hi, I'm Jay Meyer. I live in Millsboro, Delaware.
Barry Goldman. I live in Millsboro, Delaware, too.
Maria Payan, I'm with a nonprofit, Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, who has been working with the citizens here in protecting our Indian River.
Jay Meyer starts us off.
Well, on Monday, we met in the courthouse in Georgetown and with Allen Harim's lawyers and our lawyer, Richard Abbott, who is the land use lawyer in Wilmington. And we discussed or debated the fact that the issuance of a okay by the Sussex County Board of Adjustment for a hazardous use plan, approval of a hazardous use plan for the old Vlasic pickle factory was valid or not.
Some of the arguments that your attorney brought to the table was that, you know, the public wasn't properly allowed to give their input and that proper testing wasn't done on the site before the approvals were given, and the site was essentially sold just recently. Tell me a little bit about, you know, some of those facts that were brought to the table and the arguments that the other side made against those claims.
I live in Wharton's Bluff, which is really only 200 feet. The common area is within 200 feet of the pickle plant property. I live in the newer section, and our people were not notified at all last year about the hearing or anything associated with the plant. They claimed that they had provided information to all the parties within the legal distance from the plant, and to me that wasn't true. They did provide it to the other section of Wharton's Bluff, but not the newer section, and we're two separate property owners associations.
What was their argument against your claim that proper testing wasn't done?
Well, it was interesting because I was really impressed with Judge Stokes. He came out probably with close to a 2-foot pile of paper and literally knew every issue on the paper. And I'm really happy because he is going to be the same attorney who was doing, who's doing the appeal for the remediation to the Environmental Appeals Board. That was brought out by our attorney that basically everything that was turned in there, nothing was specific to what was going to be happening on the property. Part of the burden that they had to do was to consult with different agencies on public health and on water quality. It was brought out that the Delaware Department of Health was never contacted, which is absolutely insane considering this is a brownfield site. Not only is it a brownfield, but within 2 miles, you have two Superfund sites, one on the national priority list. You have a power plant. You have a rendering plant. You have Merck Pharmaceutical. You have a concrete. I mean, how much can you put in one area without addressing public health?
Talk a little bit about whatever little bit of communication is going on between the people that you're asking these questions of. Is it all going through just attorneys at this point?
Yeah, right now it's all gone through attorneys. The government of the state of Delaware has ignored us 150%. We've written letters. We've contacted them. We've contacted state representatives, state senators, and nothing. Not even a whisper of a word. I've contacted Senator Coons, Senator Carper, Congressman Carney, and all I got back was basically a standard form letter that of the Clean Water Act and what they're looking into and what's involved and everything. Not one response to any specific question that I had or anything. So we've basically been just ignored.
You mentioned the questions. And in talking with lawmakers over the past several months, they always seem to go back to the major selling point of this old pickle plant being converted into a poultry plant, and that's the $100 million investment that Alan Harim said that they were going to put into this plant, and the 700 jobs that it would create. Maria, I know you've been speaking with people involved with the Alan Harim Corporation. Basically, from what you've told me, you know, it seems that this promise of a $100 million investment and these 700 jobs, based on the people that you've been speaking with inside the corporation, is not all that it seems. What can you tell me about that?
What I can tell you is it was really interesting and timely. I had gotten emails and then eventually a phone call from some people who were farmers from South Korea. And as you know, Alan Harim, that's where their industry started. They contract with farmers there. They were sending me articles on some various things that they were involved in, some litigation, some rerouting of money from contract farms to themselves as beneficiaries. And they told me that they do not have the money to invest here, that there's litigation going on and some exports from this country. Supposedly there was some kind of a mistake made and they were supposed to get some money from the South Korean government for producing it there, which is not going to be coming into fruition. So we've heard promises of $100 million investment in this new technology that's supposed to make, there's been two taglines with politicians. It's going to be cleaner than it comes out of the ground because of this $100 million technology, which we don't even know if there are any finances to back that. We have seen nothing. We have seen no plans submitted as far as permits, anything with the agencies that is going on record. Except for they're going to have to go through the permitting process. Mm-hmm. The other thing is we hear from every politician, it's going to be 700 jobs, 100 to 150 are going to be supervisor jobs, and there's going to be another 550. So we have to do this for the jobs and this investment in this new technology, which we have yet to see proof of or hear of any. And my question is, if the jobs don't come around and $100 million does not get invested, where does that leave everyone who we have contacted with in the state of Delaware for help?
You know, Brian, about the water being cleaner than anything, and you could drink it, they said the same thing about the Mount Air plant when they were discharging water from their poultry operations into the Indian River, and they were stopped from dumping into the river. They said the same exact thing about the Millsboro wastewater treatment plant, and they were stopped from dumping in the river. And so now they want to give these guys the right to dump in the river. And then a comment about the 700 jobs. Mount Air has had 200 to 300 job openings for the past 2 or 3 years, and they can't find anybody to fill them. The OSHA, back in 2008, had the University of Georgia Poultry Science Division do a study on poultry plants and workers and things in there. And they took two different poultry plants that ranged anywhere from 350 to 600 employees. And what their findings found that they reported to OSHA was that there is over 100% turnover in jobs every year at these two poultry plants.
Well, we talk about the money that we're unsure of coming into this project, but what we do know is that the site did get sold, and it actually sold for less than what was originally proposed. I believe it was $5 million for a proposal to buy the site, and it sold for something like $2.5 million. Regardless of whether or not this project goes to full-on fruition, in some capacity, Alan Haram seems to be poised to put something in the old Vlasic pickle plant. It seems in talking to y'all that you're more hopeful or optimistic that this grassroots effort is going to bear fruits of getting something done that you want. Does it concern you over the fact that the site has been sold, even for less, that someday something from the Alan Haram Corporation is going to be at that old plant?
I think we would have preferred that the sale didn't go through. I think that was obvious because to put the poultry plant in, that was a step forward for them. We would obviously prefer something other than a slaughterhouse, something that would not be discharging into the river.
What we're talking about here is 12 million gallons of wastewater from cleaning chickens, treated water, as they say, is going to be going into the Indian River, which flows into the Indian River Bay, which flows into Rehoboth Bay, which flows into Assawoman Canal, which flows into Assawoman Bay, which flows into Ocean City, Maryland. Suppose somebody pulls the wrong lever, and that happens every year, every month, year it, somebody pulls the wrong lever. Oh, wow, we just dumped 50 million gallons of gosh knows what type of poisonous thing in the river. We're done here. It's our opinion that it's 2014. It's not 1970 anymore. You shouldn't be dumping anything in a river. And that's one of the things that the Clean Water Act is supposed to protect.
The judge now has 90 days to decide based on the hearing on Monday. Are you more optimistic now?
I can only hope. That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, your bubbles can only burst so many times.
That was Ken Haynes, Jay Meyer, Maria Payan, and Barry Golden, members of the Protecting Our Indian River group in Millsboro. Alan Haram Foods announced the purchase of the pickle plant last month and said in a statement that it initially plans to use the 470,000 square foot complex as a warehouse and storage facility. The statement from the company's CEO, Stephen A. Evans, went on to say that, quote, "It is our desire to be a good neighbor in all of the regions in which we operate, and we look forward to becoming part of the fabric of Millsboro." But now that the sale has gone through, the question is whether the process went through all the proper steps, and if Alan Haram is going to be bringing all that money and all the jobs it initially touted to the community. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection. We'll be right back.